All right, a special midweek edition of the Major Nelson podcast. I have my good friend Albert. Albert, hello.
Mr. Major Nelson, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you on the show and under such wonderful circumstances as well.
I am. I feel like I gave birth today.
So what we're talking about is you are ready to talk about, can I say the name?
You say it.
The Xbox 360 Elite.
Elite.
Well, that feels good.
It does. It's out.
So you, it's Tuesday afternoon. You and I, the Xbox Live was down for maintenance over the past day. And you called me up and said, hey, let's do a show. And I'm like, Albert, I never do midweek shows. What do you want to talk about? And you said, I want to talk about the Xbox 360 Elite. And I believe I ran over here.
I think you did. I think you were here almost instantly after the phone hung up.
With microphone in hand.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
What have you been doing all day?
I've been talking to press. You know, this is the day.
USA Today, Time Magazine, all the biggies.
Yeah, all the big. Oh, yeah, only the big. The president. I talked to the president today. I had a chat with the Dalai Lama. We
right.
talked.
So everyone's
Everybody
interested.
Knows.
So let's back up. So let's talk about the Xbox 360 Elite, which is the newest member of the Xbox 360 family.
The worst kept secret in gaming.
I want to get back to that, but let's go through kind of some of the high level points of the are we just calling it the Elite?
The Elite. It's the Elite. Okay. Everybody knows, you know, okay. it's on a first name basis with people now.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. Obviously this is something we've been working on for a while. It's something I've been working on for a while. And it's always interesting in this business because, you know, even back as far back as when people are going, oh, when are we going to get a bigger hard drive? When are we going to get an HDMI? You know, it's like, oh boy, you know, I can't talk about this now.
So you knew about this for a while.
Yeah, we've known about it for a little while. I mean, you know, we've known about parts of it. I guess it's not fair to say we've known about it for a long time. We've obviously known from the very beginning eventually we were going to do a bigger hard drive. Otherwise,
right.
We wouldn't have built the box.
Right. That's why it's expandable. That's the way it was designed.
And I think, you know, for your listeners, it's kind of fun to take them through the thinking process of how something like this happens.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, you know, we were realizing that people were saying, hey, we want a bigger hard drive. Video Marketplace was doing really well. Video Marketplace was doing very, very well. And it's like, okay, we got to figure out how to do this hard drive thing. We're going to release a bigger hard drive. What are we going to do? So then you start going through the scenarios, and there's a lot of talk about HDMI and how are we going to introduce it? Are we going to introduce it? And so I want to be careful because I can see, you know, the forum posts now. It's like, you lied. You knew all along.
Right.
It's like there was a discussion about whether we did it at all.
Right.
And it was totally our option. And there's a point where you just say, look, let's just do it. We've got this new hard drive and we've got HDMI. How are we going to introduce this in the market in a way that makes sense? And so as we were thinking through the hard drive, what we realized was, okay, so we're going to release this 120 gigabyte hard drive. So that's cool. You're an existing owner. You have a Core. You have a Pro. You're going to get a new drive. It comes with a transfer cable. You're going to plug it in. Run the software. It's going to copy all your data over. Sweet. You're golden.
So wait a minute. Let's talk. So what you were just talking about is just the larger hard drive.
Just the larger drive.
So that's another announcement that we made today as well, is that there's a larger hard drive.
I'm skipping ahead.
You're
yes.
skipping ahead.
As part of the Elite, we're also going to be releasing the standalone drive, the standalone 120 gigabyte hard drive.
So separate. I just can go into the store, and I'm happy with my Xbox 360. All my accessories are chill. So I don't want to have black in there, and I'm going to go out and get an Xbox 360 hard drive.
So you'll be able to pick one up. It's $179.95. I know. We'll talk about
ouch.
That. I know. We'll talk.
Okay.
So it's $179.95. It'll come with the transfer cable. It comes with some software that lets you move your data over.
Yep.
And you're all good. You're good to go.
So boom, done.
You're done.
So you actually have an extra 20 gigger.
Which will end up on eBay.
So which is, let's be clear, when it moves it over, it moves it so it's blank.
It erases the drive. So you can buy another core and use that hard drive if you want to have more than one.
Or if you have a friend who hasn't done anything with it yet.
Right. Okay. Or if you have an eBay account, or I'm sure your local, you know, GameStop will be taking them.
Oh, they're going to be straight. These things in like crazy.
Yeah. So, so that scenario pretty quickly figured itself out. Like
right.
we knew, okay, so that's how that's going to work. And then we started thinking, okay, so now I'm going to walk into the store and yep. I know this 120 gigabyte drive exists and I want to buy an Xbox 360. what Xbox do I buy if I want the 120 gigabyte hard drive?
Well, you couldn't before today.
Well, you couldn't. And, right. And if we didn't have an Elite, you would have been forced into a really weird situation.
Right.
Because you would have either had to buy a Core,
right.
Which then is like, okay, so I have to buy a Core if I want 120, but then I don't get the wireless controller, I don't get the HD cable,
right.
I don't get the Chrome drive. So you're like, so that's kind of a bummer. Okay, well, I'll go pick up a Pro, except for the fact that I then throw away $100 mm-hmm. hard drive, essentially $100 in value that just goes out the window.
Right.
So that was the point where the light came on, and we said, you know what? There's a new SKU here, and we think the right way to do this is to take the same model that we had with the Pro, mm-hmm. which is the Core is $299, the Pro is $100 more at $399, mm-hmm. And the standalone 20 gig is $99. So there's a $100 difference, and the difference between the Core and the Elite is $179, and the standalone drive is $179.
There you go.
Took the same model between the Elite and Core as we do with Pro and Core, and that when we thought, okay, now if we're going to go up above $400, you know, obviously this is an area where people are concerned. Price is a big deal, and just like we did with Pro, you know, there's that $100, but you also get the wireless controller and the AV and the headset. Well, we're going to have to up the ante if we want to make people go up. So, as part of the Elite package, not only do you get the black console with HDMI and you get the 120 hard drive, you also get the HDMI AV cable.
Okay. So we're actually putting a cable in the box.
That's right. The actual HDMI cable, unlike our friends who decided to say that they are a high-definition console and then ship with standard def cables.
Oops.
We're going to be a high-definition console and actually ship with the high-definition cables and all of them. So you not only get the HDMI cable, but you also get the component and composite cable that comes in the standard $399 20 gig SKU.
So there's both of those are in the box?
Yeah, both sets of cables are in the box. So no matter what you've got coming out of your TV,
right.
You're good to
go. We're going to jack right into it.
Right.
Okay.
So for $479, you're basically getting six times the storage from the Pro console, the 20 gig console, plus you're getting the HDMI cable and the HDMI enabled console.
And it's the largest hard drive out there for a console.
Well, and then we're $130 less than the top end of the PS3,
right.
And we've got twice as much storage space as them.
Right. Oh, interesting. All right. So walk us through. So let's talk about some of the bullet points of the Elite. We just kind of talked about the larger hard drive, HDMI. Have you seen the box with HDMI?
Yeah, I've got one right here.
I know, but have you seen it hooked up to your TV?
Yeah, it looks just like the one that's hooked up through component. I mean, that's funny too, or I'm sure it's like, again, this here, we'll delve back into the eternal debate around HDMI versus component.
Yeah, because it's religious.
It is. And you know what? So I've just decided I'm not going to be able to convince anybody. But I've plugged them both in, and, you know, like we always said, they look the same.
They look great.
They both look great. And so, but now, of course, as we said before, you know, there's two things about HDMI. There's a port and there's a feature. And the feature that people were worried about was this 1080p feature, which obviously we've now since enabled in all the older consoles with VGA.
As of last October, right?
Yeah, I think last October when we did the fall update.
Right.
We enabled 1080p over component and VGA. So if you didn't have a high-def television or one that supported 1080p, it was easy. You just buy one that supports with VGA. Now, of course, for some people, they're going to say, well, my TV, I already had one, and it doesn't have VGA. So, you know, we've got that solution now. But, I mean, from the standpoint of how it looks, they both look great. They look awesome.
So it comes with the box is really cool, and you're going to let me take some photos of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put them up on Flickr, so I'll link off to those. But in the box, we've got I'm just going to read this. It's got the larger hard drive. It's got the black. Well, let's talk about black.
Yes.
Well, how did you come on black?
You know, it's funny.
As opposed to silver, as opposed to something else. I mean, what's going on with that?
So the black, you know, black is obviously a color that goes back to even before we made the decision on the final color for the
360.
The 360. So we had narrowed it down to basically the chill color, the white and black. And the testing, the people we talked to, it was really close. You know, a lot. There was people that like black. There was people that really like white. And in the end, you know, part of this decision was to really separate ourselves, to make it clearly look like it was a new console. And, you know, we did it as part of the logo redesign. But black was always a color that we knew that people liked. I mean, not just Xbox people, but just generally there's people who like the way the black console looks.
Right. It matches all their AV equipment and so forth.
Right. Exactly. So it was – it was always kind of there. It was just a question of what were we going to do?
Right.
You know, were we going to release it? Would we do it as a limited type of thing?
Or is it just a faceplate?
Or is it just, we did a black faceplate unsuccessfully.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, when like I said before, when we were thinking about doing the SKU, it was like, well, if we're going to do it, we might as well take a shot and try and bring black out and see how well it does and how people respond to it.
So I want to be clear now. People will not be able to purchase this until when?
It will be in stores in the U.S. and Canada on April 29th.
So April 29th.
Available for purchase on the 29th.
Okay. What about elsewhere in the planet Earth?
So coming soon to a European Union near you. it'll probably be shipping in the rest of the world like sometime later in the summer. We haven't really announced a date yet.
Okay.
And part of it is just making sure that we could have enough capacity to satisfy. And clearly, if you're interested in the bigger drive, you're probably more likely to be a heavy live user,
right,
more likely to be on Marketplace and Video Marketplace. So it made sense to launch here since none of the other regions have Video Marketplace.
And what about the larger hard drive?
It might actually beat the console out by a couple of days,
okay,
but they're going to be out. And then, of course, we didn't talk about the accessories as well.
Yeah, I want to talk. Let's stop and talk about the accessories, because if I have my existing Xbox 360 and I'm happy with it and I want to go, what are some of the accessories? I can get the larger hard drive.
So you can get the larger hard drive standard.
For $179. Let's stop and talk about that for a minute.
No, we'll wait until the end.
Okay.
I don't want to save that abuse for towards the end.
All right, so you get the larger hard drive.
We'll also have the black controller sold as a standalone.
And you have one over there, and I want to talk about this.
Yes.
Because this is an Easter egg.
We planted a seed, didn't we? I'll
let you explain it.
So when did we do the last podcast?
God, that must have been November, maybe?
November.
I don't even know. I'll have to go back and check.
November, you took two or three pictures of my office because we were talking about the action
figures. Right, because people, you have a plethora of action figures. You're a man-child in this office.
That's correct.
It is a toy store.
That's right.
I mean, I'm surrounded by all sorts of crazy stuff. I've got action figures staring me down over here. But anyway, you go ahead and continue to explain.
So when we took the pictures of the office, I had some of the first prototypes of the black controller and the black. Was it the battery? I have to go back and look.
I think it was just the controller.
Oh, it was the controller and it was the play and charge kit.
Okay, right.
And I had the prototypes and I said, let's plan an egg,
right,
and leave them on my desk, but put them kind of out of sight, and we'll see if anybody picks up on it.
Nobody did.
But you're going to have to go back and circle it.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to put a little square around it on Flickr.
It's pretty hard to see, but we did. We planted an Easter egg in that picture. If you'd looked hard enough, you would have seen the black controller and the black planche card.
And you wouldn't have had to wait.
Ago.
And you wouldn't have had to look at all these leaks. You would have said, I see it in Albert's office. I already know.
So you know what? I beat the leakers.
Yeah.
I leaked it first before anyone in a hidden leak.
So we've got the larger hard drive. Is the larger hard drive available in black?
No.
Okay.
So the one thing, and obviously people will see it when they see the pictures,
right,
is that the hard drive and the
Elite you want to talk into the microphone
is actually black. Am I not talking into the microphone?
There you go. That's better. Okay.
Sorry. The hard drive in the Elite is actually black,
okay,
unlike the gray one that's on the white console,
and will ship as the 120 gig,
and the standalone will ship in the matching color for the standalone console.
And then but the things you can purchase in the black, now is there white is chill? Is there something that this is being called charcoal? You know,
no, black
night,
black. We nicknamed it Vader for a while. We had called it Vader black, but yes, I'm sure the Force was not with us in naming that. but that was our code name. So I'll pass that one along.
Little Vader action.
Vader black.
So we've got the controller. I can go out and buy a black controller. Again, that'll be on the same time as the Elite.
Same time. The rechargeable battery pack.
The play and charge
kit. And the play and charge kit. Yeah. Those are the black accessories.
Now, what about the charging, the one that comes with the stand?
Nope, that one will still be white. After sort of the main things that everybody buys,
right,
everybody buys another controller, almost everybody buys a battery pack and a play and charge kit, then you start getting into the things that are like, are we going to do two of everything?
Right, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, it just gets crazy. So, you know, to answer many questions, we are not going to do a black HD DVD drive.
Okay, check.
We are not going to do a black, quick charge kit or
okay,
the tower, as people
yep,
call it.
Yep.
And we're also probably not going to end up doing a black wireless adapter, because really, ultimately, that's in the back of the console.
That's true.
So nobody sees it anyway.
So let's get back to that. You mentioned the wireless. This does not come with wireless.
Yeah, it comes with the wireless.
No, the Xbox 360 Elite does not come with a wireless to talk to your Wi-Fi connection.
That's correct. It doesn't.
Why not?
Well, that's a great question, Larry. here's what it comes down to. Surprisingly, what you find with wireless is that while people are like, I really wish the wireless was built in and I'd probably use it, mm-hmm. what you find is that the people that believe in wireless are probably having multiple wireless devices in one place mm-hmm. And are probably like me. So I mean, I'll even say it. I don't use our own wireless adapter because I'm on N at my house.
Okay.
And the problem with building anything in is it's basically obsolete.
Right.
And I'm sure, again, this is going to end up being one of those people things where people are just going to go,
you, no, can you see the NeoGAF forum thread right now?
Screw you, man! You suck! But, I mean, you know, most of the hardest of the hardcore plug it in.
Right.
So most people are wired.
Right.
And then when you talk about wireless, you find that everybody's scenario is different. I've got four consoles. I don't use, you know, I have a PS3. I don't use their built-in wireless.
Okay.
They were easy to find, so I just picked one up. I don't use theirs because I'm on N.
Right.
So I have my own bridge that connects up all my consoles wirelessly.
Right.
So, yeah, we could build it in, but that cost has to get built in somewhere. I mean, Sony isn't giving away wireless.
Right.
Right. They're charging you for it.
Whether you use it or not.
Whether you use it or not.
So you paid for it, and you're not even using it.
You're paying for it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you find that technology changes so fast that you're basically obsolete. So, I mean, it's certainly a point of contention for people, but, I bet if you really, you know, I had one of the guys in the press grill me on this today, mm-hmm. and then after he was done grilling me, he admitted that his is plugged into a wire. I'm like, so wait a minute. So I should build the wireless and you're not even using it.
I want to ask you about something else as well. And that is, you know, we talked about the wireless, I'm totally blanking out here because I'm just looking at the box. The first time I've ever seen the box.
Isn't it? It's nice.
Yeah. I'm just...
Actual packaging is really cool.
What I want to ask you, we'll take some pictures of that, but what I want to ask you is, what do you say to the people that are out there right now and they'll go, damn it, there should be some upgrade path for my HDMI. I demand this and I demand that. What do you say to those people?
You know, here's what I say. I say, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I say, I hope that your experience with the console has been an enjoyable one and you've been having fun with it mm-hmm. in the time that you've owned it. And then I say the hard part about being in my position and thinking about these types of things is I always have to balance moving forward and looking back.
Right.
And it's hard. And again, as we've talked about a lot, and if anybody's listened to me talk on the show before, I'm pretty passionate about the community and I care a lot about this platform. And it's hard to look at those types of things and say, look, this is going to make some people mad when we do this.
Right.
But not doing it's going to make some people mad.
Right.
So you decide that you're just not going to, you know, okay, so we could not have ever released 120 gigabyte hard drive and not ever put HDMI in the console. And then I wouldn't have to worry about making anybody mad.
Right.
But except for the people who want HDMI and a bigger hard drive. And so part of what you do is you kind of look and you say, what happens in situations like this in other industries mm-hmm. when – you know, you buy a car when you buy your 2006 model.
Don't get me going on that because this happened to me.
Yeah, you buy your 2006 model and the 2007 model comes out and it's got airbag standard, another 25 horsepower. The car company doesn't come and say, hey, come and trade your car in for free. We'll just give you a new one or we'll just charge you know, $1,000 more or we'll put a new engine in your car for you. You know, I mean, technology, iPods are the same way. Yeah. All tech computers, I mean, almost any technology is, there's a certain, bit of frustration when you're the early adopter and you're the first guy in there. But I will say that there'll be people about this, people that are going to be irritated about this and people that'll understand. And to the people who understand, I say, there's really no new feature. That's why we knew something like this could happen. That's why we had a lot of smart people make sure that the 1080p got implemented on the existing consoles. That's why we did the transfer cable and have the existing drive out there for users. So we are making sure that there's not really a feature or something you can do with the Elite that you can't do with the other consoles.
Mm-hmm.
It may cost you some money to buy the new hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that's important, since you bring it up, is it's not like all of a sudden we're going to be doing 25 gigabyte marketplace downloads.
Yeah.
And we're going to force people into buying this bigger drive. I've talked a lot about the fact that people need to get their heads around deleting content when they're done, because once they own it, they can re-download it whenever they want. We're still going to optimize for the 20 gig. We're going to make sure that, you know, you can still get a couple of high-def shows. You can get all the demos you want. You can have a high-def movie there if you want. So the 20 gigabyte experience is still the sweet spot. That's still going to be what we're going to make sure that people with hard drives are optimized for.
One of the other questions that I saw, you know, as you and I – independently, we're looking at all this crazy news over the past few weeks, the leaks. It doesn't have HD DVD built in.
It does not.
And I know why not.
It's funny. It actually more surprises me than it surprises people.
Okay.
But mostly because we were very clear about it from the very beginning. I mean, when we first launched the HD DVD player and everybody was saying, oh my gosh, now you're going to build it in and eventually you're going to have games come out. And we said, no, this is a standalone accessory. It's about choice. It's about people who want to have that experience. So, that's our philosophy. So to build it in to the console, again, there's a cost associated with that that we'd have to pass along to people. I think the gaming population has voted that they're not really interested in paying a premium for a high def movie experience, as my friends in San Mateo, I'm sure, are fretting over right now. Mm-hmm. And then you really talk about people getting confused about the SKUs.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the three SKUs right now, it's pretty clear. I have one without a hard drive, I have one with a 20 gig, and I have one with 120 gig. Mm-hmm. It's like pretty straightforward. I can look in the store and I go, that's what these three SKUs are. They all play the same games.
And one has HDMI.
They all have the same features. One has HDMI.
Right.
But you know what? Again, as I said before, and I still think it's true, most people don't know.
Right.
I mean, there's a very small segment of people that we did the HDMI thing for. I think the vast majority
the
of people,
ABS forum crowd we're talking
the ABS
to you
forum crowd, and people who post hateful things about me on Larry's
blog.
Larry's blog. But besides that, I think really the vast majority of people don't really know.
Right.
But the consoles are really the same, and it's very clear what you're getting. If we had had one with HD DVD, well, then it goes back to what I said before. It's like, okay, well, now I have to buy HD DVD. I have to pay for that. But what if I just want the 120 and I don't
It's the choice.
Right. So it always made sense to do it as a standalone drive, and I still feel like that's the right way to go.
This also has a black headset.
It does.
Can you show that to me?
Yeah.
Let's pop it open right now. Just because we're actually – so this is the very first time an Elite's being opened. We're in Albert's office right now.
It's vacuum sealed.
I'm going to – look at that.
All right.
That's a nice looking black.
I can't believe I thought stuff like this doesn't work on radio.
It doesn't matter. They can hear it being opened up. So we're look.
So there's the console.
There's the console. I'm going to take pictures of this with the HDMI in the back. It looks different too. Look at that.
Yeah, here's the controller.
Okay. Oh, it's got nice gray little gray action. Oh, everything's black. The triggers are black.
Yep, the triggers and buttons are black. Where's the headset?
Black and gray. Is
it out already?
Oh, and there's the headset. Look at that.
Yeah, it's very
so
nice.
So same headset with a little black action going on the side there.
Shiny green suit.
Nice. Yeah. So it takes the same power. And there's the HDMI cord in the box. And there's also the
cables in there.
And we
should also talk about the fact that there's going to be that little adapter that lets you do the audio thing. That's something.
Yeah. What is this? So let's talk.
Hold on. Very public. All right.
What is this? Oh, that's a new adapter. I have to get a picture of that.
Yeah. So what you find with HDMI is that it passes the audio through, but a lot of people don't have HDMI receivers.
So for those of you that don't know what HDMI is, we should have told this at the top of the show. It's a special hookup that has
high
audio
definition multimedia interface.
Okay. So it carries audio and video over the same wire.
Yeah. That's right. It's a digital connection that carries the video and audio signal, so you don't have to have separate sound and video connections.
But most likely, the person who is going to purchase this is going to have a pretty pimped out 5.1, 7.1, whatever the new 0.1 system is. And how do they get the audio out of the HDMI?
Well, it's funny you should ask,
okay,
Mr. Major Nelson, because we've actually shipped it with a special cable that plugs into the old AV port that just has the audio outs. So this has the optical audio.
So it has left and right. So it has the red one and the blue RCA.
Red and white. That's white.
Red and white. What the hell am I thinking blue?
And then it has the optical.
That's cool. What do they call that? Toslink.
Toslink.
Yeah. Yes.
That's very – oh, well done.
Thank you.
So –
That's a never-before-seen cable.
This is something that obviously only comes with the R console.
Yeah, you can't buy it, and you can't buy that.
You can't buy it separately, and it wouldn't make any sense because – the other consoles don't have HDMI. So I don't know why you'd want to plug in something that was just audio. But so this will let you get your optical audio and your left and
right.
So
we've solved that problem.
Problem solved.
That's kind of cool.
We think of everything.
That's kind of cool. So it's really kind of exciting, some of these announcements. What are the press saying?
I think the press are very excited about it. I can tell you that it's funny because when people get it in their hands, it's amazing to watch their eyes light up and their perspective change. I mean, a lot of the press nowadays, they just get, they have a fun time just wanting to pick holes and everything.
Right.
But we actually showed this to Itagaki-san, earlier in the week, late last week, and he was just in love with it.
Really?
And we showed it to retailers. They think it's cool. Everybody we've actually shown it to is totally digging it.
Gee, Albert, maybe that's where the leaks are coming from. Maybe you might not want to show it to anybody.
You have to keep bringing up the leaks, don't you? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm always I'm always what's the word? Humbled and impressed that people are so interested in everything we do that they will do anything they possibly can to get any piece of information about what we're doing. I lose perspective on that sometimes.
By the way, someone's calling here.
My phone keeps ringing.
Do you want to take
them? I don't know how many times I need to hang up.
Well, that's okay. Just put it on Do Not Disturb. Look at this. You're actually ignoring the phone calls so we can finish this here. So where were we? People interested in what we're doing.
Yeah. So I'm always humbled by that fact, and I lose sight of it sometimes that people are really interested. Of course, the other thing is when you try and hold off on announcing something until a month before it's in stores and it's already getting manufactured and boxes have been printed and stuff like that, it's pretty hard to contain those types of things because the amount of people that have to have access to it.
Right.
There's a lot of people. So part of the leaking is, had I announced this a month ago, there wouldn't have been any leaks because
right.
we would have announced it in advance of any leaks. I think the fact that we were essentially launching a whole new console and it only leaked like a couple of weeks before we announced it, that's not too bad.
And you teased it months ago on the show.
And I teased it forever.
You guys, no one found the Easter egg. Unbelievable.
Pictures to prove it.
All right, so you put me off until now, but now I got to ask you about the hard drive.
The hard drive.
And the $179.
So we're going to end on this note.
Yeah, we're going to end low.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing about the hard drive. And it's
microphone to the mouth.
Microphone to the mouth. I'm sorry. As opposed to microphone beating myself in the head. Okay, so a couple things. The first thing about the hard drive is the immediate comparison that everybody want to make is I just went online and found the cheapest
I just went to Newegg and it's $95.
I can get 500 gigs for $50. And it's like, okay, you can
right.
if you're that kind of user. But when you actually talk about going into a store and buying a hard drive, the most direct comparison that we would have would be a standalone, external, self-powered, laptop-sized 120-gigabyte hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
When you start narrowing down to like a real direct apples to apples comparison, the price goes up significantly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think I would say there's a Seagate one that was like $160 or something for a
120 gig.
For 120 gig.
External.
External laptop drive, self-powered.
Right.
So, and of course, people are going to hem and haw about this already because they're going to say, well, you know, that doesn't matter. I could still get them cheaper. But the reality is that the experience is totally different. Because those drives, you know, they're huge batch drives. They have varying performance levels. You have to put them in your own computer. You got to format them yourself. You got to move your own data around. Versus what we're trying to do is you pick up the hard drive. It comes with a cable. It comes with software, and that takes people's time. That to make sure that's a seamless and like super fast and integrated experience and that it just works
mm-hmm.
like people want it to work. We have a standard of performance on the drives because there's games accessing drives.
Right, right.
There's security on the drives and people aren't going to be happy if they, you know, I mean, how many people on here are hardcore PC gamers and they go run their hard drive transfer speeds and it's all over the map depending on which batch of drives they got.
Right.
And ours are required to perform at a certain level with okay. a certain amount of hours. So you start adding all those things in and you start realizing that, okay, it's not as simple as I'm just going to go to an online store and find the cheapest drive that I can. And then the other thing, which nobody cares about on the consumer side, but as a total reality for us, is we're not actually the hard drive manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So the hard drive manufacturers who are dealing directly with retail
mm-hmm.
and the hard drive categories deeply discounted and heavily, you know, a loss leader category,
mm-hmm.
you know, the come get this really cheap drive and hopefully you're going to buy a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those retailers are dealing directly with the manufacturers and they do a bunch of things with batches and
right.
what batch of drives you're going to get. For us, they're selling us drives that then we need to go do work on and software work and hardware work and security work. And then we have to then package it and sell it to retail again. So there's an extra step in there that is just an unfortunate reality of what we're doing. And so then people will say, well, why don't you just let me put my own hard drive in there?
Right.
And I said, well, we could do that, except you'd get no marketplace content.
Right.
You know, you'd get no movies. We're the only people doing high def downloads because we're a closed environment. There's security
involved. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's not one of those things that people like to hear, but I think it's important because I think like your user community is more in tune with Xbox. And I think it's important that people understand that there is a business aspect to this. That's not always fun. But you know, we're not the hard drive manufacturer. So,
right. So that's the deal with that.
That's the deal.
So 120 gigs. That's a lot of stuff you can put on there for 120 gigs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can put on 20 gigs, believe it or not.
Yeah, so that's true.
120 gigs, you can store a lot more high-def TV shows, and you can save every demo you ever wanted to save and all the Red versus Blues you want to download.
And I think you could download every single arcade title.
You could download every single arcade title on the 20 gig.
Can you? Yeah, I guess sure.
I'm pretty sure. They're small. They're like 50 megs, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's, you know, lots of 50 megs in a gig.
That's a good point.
Lots of gigs in a 20
gig. So I'm going to, we're going to wrap it up now because I want to get this posted right now because, you know, you're going to be talking about this to the world. Get the news out. Do you have any last things you want to say finally? Any last minute comments?
No, you know, I've been excited. I'm excited to see what people think. I'm really excited to see what people say when they get in their hands.
Right.
So I'm reserving all my rights to wait until people have actually pulled it out of the box and hooked it up and seen what it looks like in person.
Because right now they're all just going to come up to the blog and start yelling at us. Or you, I should say.
I hope not. I hope they're going to come and say, oh my God, this is awesome. And I mean, what I'm seeing a lot of people go is, man, for 80 extra, I mean, when it all comes down to it, you look at it like this. If you're a new customer coming in for 80 extra bucks, you're getting a lot of stuff.
Right.
For that extra 80 bucks.
Right. You're right. You have to think about it of adding the hard drive on as the cost, just the way you broke it down before. That's true. You have to do that.
Yeah. For extra $80, six times the hard drive space, HDMI, black console, HDMI cable. Those cables are 50 bucks on their own in the stores, so there's 50 of your 80 right there almost.
Right.
Especially if you're, you know, like our competition and they don't include the cable, you got to add that cost on.
You had not only one cable, you included two cables.
Two cables. Two cables.
Unbelievable. Three cables if you count the audio one.
That's right. And I think there's probably a cable on the end of the headset.
There's cables everywhere.
All right, cool. No, I'm very excited to see what people say, and I have always appreciate you coming and talking to me. And
thank you, Albert. I'm gonna take some photos of this, and thank you. I'm gonna throw some photos up now on Flickr for this.
Cool.
We're gonna take the very first unofficial photos.
The very first official photos.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point. The unofficial photos, but I mean, I'm gonna take shots of the headset. No one's seen that cable we just talked about. No one. So there's a lot of stuff that's gonna be up there. So I really appreciate you giving me the time today, Albert.
Thanks, man.